Good morning, Casey. It is a Rockin' and Tricia show. I'm a little concerned. I can't stop thinking about what that listener said that caught the text in about getting scammed.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me kind of mad.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I mean, $500 out there. How did they do that? Did she say, get any details?
No, there was no details, but you take advantage of her, you take advantage of Kansas City. We are going to take you down, scammer.
Let me ask you a question, though. Because I don't know if it's legal not or now or whatever, but mm-hmm. have you ever bought scalp tickets?
I have bought scalp tickets before,
so have I.
Yes.
And luckily, knock on wood, that they've worked.
Mm-hmm.
And mine are usually like to the Chiefs.
I never have.
Really?
I feel kind of left out of this conversation, you guys.
Huh. You got to hang out with the bad boys.
Yeah,
I usually panic and someone says, oh, you need tickets? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, bye.
All right, so coming up in a few minutes, speaking of Big 12, we'll check in with Dave-O, which, by the way, how does Brian with the Y act when he finds a nice trailer or a movie that he loves?
Well, there's an interpretive dance.
Yes.
And he goes,
that's Dave-O when it comes to basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is absolutely a basketball freak. He's also, he likes to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually really good at it.
He is good at it.
He's made so much money gambling. Yes. It's crazy.
I'm surprised he's still in radio.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk to him in minutes.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Actress Lori Loughlin is out of jail after facing charges in the college admission scam. A judge in Los Angeles set the bond for a Full House star at a whopping $1 million. I have to be honest with the two of you.
Yeah.
I'm a little bored of the story this morning.
Really?
Yesterday, with every tabloid report,
it was fun.
It just kept coming out. There was another piece to the puzzle. Mm-hmm. This is all that's come out today. I'm just like, well, she had $1 million bond. She had $1 million bond.
Right.
We need the juice.
Right. The reality show's starting to stale out. We're in the middle of the season right now. We needed to get to the end.
Well, I know that they had to put their house up to post the bond.
I don't blame them. That's crazy. A million?
Yes.
Insane. And Alicia Keys is releasing her own memoir with the help of Oprah Winfrey. It's called More Myself, and it'll be published in the fall under Winfrey's trade name, An Oprah Book.
Have you ever seen her in concert?
No, I wish I have.
I bought a scalp ticket to it one time.
Okay.
High in the stories.
I kind of feel like we came full circle just now. That was fantastic. Keys said in a statement that she's ecstatic to share her journey so far. She also called the book one of her most exciting chapters yet.
But really, I have seen her in concert.
Mm-hmm.
Truly amazing.
Yeah, I bet.
So talented.
Mm-hmm.
And an executive producer of Fox's hit show Empire says it's too early to fire Jussie Smollett. This is really surprising to me. Brett Mahoney told Entertainment Weekly that keeping him seems like a logical decision. It'll allow the cast and crew to work without disruption and allow Smollett to focus on his criminal case. The show just returned last night in the midst of calls for it to be canceled. And Lady Gaga does not have a baby on the way, but she does have a brand new album. The pop star shut down pregnancy rumors on Twitter, saying that the only thing she's pregnant with is her sixth album. She did not reveal any other details. Her last project was 2016's Joanne. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Brian with a Y came through earlier this week with a brand new Aladdin trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Today he brings us an all new trailer for Avengers Endgame.
I saw all these people die. I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do, but not us.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
We will. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Goosebumps.
Take my money now!
Just shut up and take my money. That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's. Make your plans to join Hamburger Mary's KC for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. We are going to be there right in the middle of the parade route. Mary's is your St. Patrick's Day headquarters. They open at 9 a.m. Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be merry.
Guess who's got St. Patrick's Day plans for you? Mix 93.3 and Miller Lite, of course, as we team up with KC Live at the Power and Light District to bring you Shamrocks and Shenanigans. With DJ Pauly D.
Back to love.
That's right, DJ Pauly D on Patrick's Day at KC Live at the Power and Light District. And you want to know the best part? It's absolutely free. VIP packages also available. Check out mix93.com for details. It's Shamrocks and Shenanigans with DJ Pauly D. St. Patrick's Day at KC Live with Miller Lite and Mix 93.3.